Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed trade today for grain futures, up 1 cent in the December corn at $3.44 a bushel, while November beans down 7 3/4 at $9.81 3/4, and then wheat futures closed in the red in both Kansas City and Chicago wheat, down 2 1/4 in the East Kansas City at $5.84, down 4 1/4 in East Chicago at $4.96 1/2. Now, grain futures in both contracts did make contract lows today. Kansas City went to $5.80 and Chicago wheat went to $4.91. On soybeans, we have not gone back to those lows set 4 or 5 trading days ago. But we did settle off of that. There's some talk that we could go up to back to that $10 level, $10.50 level, somewhere in there before continuing lower. But most analysts think with the big crop here right around the corner that the corn and beans could see some additional down pressure, especially if yields continue to be as high as they've been up to this point. Now, weather patterns over the next 2 weeks, you got the 6 to 10 day normal rainfall and normal temperatures for the Midwest. And 8 to 14 day, they take some of the rain out of the forecast, but no threat at this time.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We had the updated FSA acreage numbers and the prevented planted numbers released early this morning. Corn, beans, and wheat on the subsidy program all increased. Corn was 84.833 million acres. Last month, 83.33. So 1.5 million more acres than last month. Beans were 80.8 million acres this month, where last month 79.2, so another big increase there. And wheat also increased to 53.176 million acres. The prevented planted numbers also increased for corn, beans, and wheat, but not that much. Corn was 1.582 million acres, up from 1.54 last year. Beans were 841,000 acres. Up from 827,000, and then wheat 1.376 million acres, up from 1.36. All three of those are lower than where we were last year at this time. Now, yesterday's crop condition report showed corn and beans remaining the same as last week at 74% good to excellent for corn, 72% good to excellent for beans. And then harvested acres were 4% harvested in corn, and then winter wheat planted 14% in Oklahoma, 8% in Texas, and 5% in Kansas for 12% overall.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's numbers, October live cattle 15 lower at 156.20, December down 15 at 158.87. October feeder cattle up 2 at 225.87, November up 2 at 223.77. October lean hogs 80 higher at 106.87, and December up 7 at 95.62. December Kansas City wheat down 3 at 583 1/4, March down 3 3/4 at 591. December Chicago wheat down 4.5 at $4.96 and a quarter. December corn up 3/4 at $3.43 and 3/4. March up a half at $3.55 and a half. November soybeans down 8 3/4 at $9.80 and 3/4. January down 8 1/4 at $9.89 and a quarter. October cotton up 10 at $68.28 and December down 29 at $65.55. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.